Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz alongside senior forward Emily Erickson out of Coleraine, Minnesota. And first of all, the Hall of Fame game close to your hometown. What does this game mean to you? You've participated a couple of years now.
Yeah, Northern Minnesota is a big hockey community, and to go back on the range and play another game there, it means a lot, and it'll be fun for me, yeah.
How many times have you been to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame in your life?
Oh, a couple, for sure, yeah. No, it's a fun experience, and I hope these girls soak it in and enjoy it just as much as I do.
Being that you're a senior and you've played in this game quite a few years, what do you take out of that kind of a game?
You take a lot out of it. I mean, for me, it's sentimental. I still remember the first game I played over in that rink, so I go back to those. I get those flashbacks a bit, and to be there with my teammates now, it's a wonderful experience for me to be able to share with them, and I hope they find it to be a wonderful experience as well.
You've participated with the U.S. national team at camps previous years. What's that like, being able to practice with alongside some of those gals that have been in the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, you grow up and you idolize them forever, and then to be sitting in the locker room tying your skates right next to them, gosh, it's just surreal. Like, words can't even explain it. But I mean, it's great, and you take a lot from the experience, and you come out of it a better person and a better player. And you strive for the best when you come back here, and it's fun.
This Thursday, you'll get a chance to play against the Minnesota Whitecaps, and they have a number of those Olympians on their team. What have you told your teammates, and kind of give them advice on not to get too starstruck?
Yeah, I think it's fun. They have a lot of high caliber players on that team, and I think we enjoy playing against girls like that. It raises the level of the game, and it's always exciting to do that. So I think we're just all looking forward to that high level of play.
You guys coming off of a tough road weekend. I promise I won't go into too much detail. We're part of the two goals that were scored. You and Tasha connected on those two goals. Great chemistry between the two of you, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's fun to play with her. She's a great girl. She's got a good heart on her, and she works hard on the ice. So it's fun to be out there and play some hockey with her.
This last month was kind of tough. Lots of road trips. It's going to be good to be home the next 2 months, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, home sweet home. There's nothing like the Stanford Center. So it's great to be in front of your home fans and on your own rink.
Being that you're from Coleraine, you're so close, you know, coming to Bemidji State, and close to home, close to your mom. What's it been like over the 4 years knowing that you've had family here to watch you play?
Oh, it means a lot. My brother lives here in the area, so they get to come to a lot of the games. I get to look up and see my nephew in the stands. And again, like you said, I see my mom there every game, and it does. It means a lot. Being close to home was something that meant a lot to me, to have my family there. They've been there through all the years before that, so it's nice. And the community here is small, the hockey community, and they're all very very supportive of our program, and it means a lot to have that as well.
You're a redshirt senior, so you've been here an extra year. What's that transition been like? Obviously, you've got a teammate right now, Whitney Wyvoda, who'll be in the same shoes down the road as she redshirts this year. What's it like to be alongside these girls for an extra year?
It's amazing. I mean, I told Whit it was still pretty fresh off her injury, but I told her, you know, what happened to me is I look back on it, and it's one of the best blessings that's ever happened in my life. I got to meet a lot of these girls that came in this year, a lot of great kids, and get to experience this for a whole nother year. So it means a lot, and it was truly a blessing for me when you look back on it, and I'm thankful for it. As crazy as that sounds, I'm thankful for it.
Your season's still young. I mean, you've got a lot of games ahead of you guys. What have you been working on, obviously coming off of a tough road trip?
Yeah, I know. We've been working on our penalty kill and our power play, our special teams units a lot, and just kind of working together, clicking as a team, and you know, we got to go into every game and play every minute of the game, and I think we're realizing that now as we get further into the season. So it's fun. Our team's kind of coming together as a team now. We got a lot of new personnel this year, and it's coming together, and it's clicking. So,
with that extra year of college here at Bemidji State, what have you majored in, and what are your plans?
I'm actually a double major in general mathematics and then math education. So I'll hopefully in spring semester be student teaching, and then from there, hopefully I can find a job at teaching somewhere, teaching math.
What's been your favorite memory at BSU so far?
Oh my gosh, it's hard. There's so many of them, but I think getting to know the girls, really. It's hard to pinpoint one memory, but I've got to meet some really great people here. Our coaching staff's amazing. The support system, our fans are amazing, and just getting to know those people and building some friendships that I know will last a lifetime.
Emily, enjoy the Hall of Fame game. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Kel.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.